Thank you, Debbie. Oh, it's true, life is precious and fragile and beautiful and all of those things, isn't it? And it's good. Life is good. Life is good all the time. My kids, when they were little, and my nieces and nephews as they're growing up, and my great-nieces and nephews, and people all around the world say that. God is good, right? Do you know the next part? All the time. Did y'all not learn that yet in your life? Okay, let's just learn it right now together. God is good. God is good. All the time. When? All the time. And if God is life, life is good. Yeah, we might all go, oh, questionable, questionable, questionable. That's why we're in life, so that we can again and again and again come back to that. God is good all the time. Okay, I'm good with that one. I can live that one. I can remember that one. I can say that one. I can affirm that one. Life is good all the time. Okay, I'm working on that one. I'm working on it. Maybe it's degrees of good. Maybe it's degrees of good that I can align with. But we're working on it. Knowing it, improving it, experiencing it, allowing it to inform us. Because what I do know is that life, if I allow it, will inform me of its goodness. When I impose my judgment, my perception of life upon it, my mind might be a little skewed. I'm going to trust God's. I'm going to trust the divine and learn to bring mine in alignment with it. So more than 2,400 years ago, that's a long time, Plato spoke of the relationship between gratefulness and greatness. And he said, a grateful mind is a great mind. A grateful mind is a great mind which eventually attracts to itself greater things. Plato. Who knew? Because we've been proving it over and over and over and over again, the power of the attitude of gratitude. And it's not just for kids. It's not just for Thanksgiving. It's not just for the gratitude workshop that we've all taken. Gratitude is a beautiful practice. And practicing it is not, I assure you, an airy-fairy kind of luxury. It is, in the opinion of the great thinkers such as Plato and us, essential to having the greatest mind that we can have. So if I want to have the greatest mind that I can have, and I do, I assure you, I do want to have the greatest mind that I can have. I want to think with the greatest mind, the clearest, the most understanding, the biggest mind that I can, the God mind, then if gratitude is essential to that, then I'm going to practice gratitude. And I'm going to learn more about what it means to practice gratitude over and over and over again. So I invite you to be like me and step into this conversation about gratitude in a new place. We will not step into the same river twice. So let's not step into this conversation about gratitude like we've heard it all before. Deal? Good. Okay, so what is gratitude? As Ernest Holmes says, it is the spiritual practice of the realization that all good has already been provided. It's the spiritual practice, it's a practice, of the realization that all the good has already been provided. And we can wrap our heads around that if we can remember that this life is God's life and all of it is provided. Do you have a hard time with that word, provided? Sometimes, a little bit. How about all of life is expressed from the infinite? How about all of life is activated from that one source, that one cause, that one power, and it is good. So we can't always see good in every situation. True? And maybe we aren't supposed to. I did say that out loud. Maybe we're not supposed to. Maybe we're not supposed to see good in every situation automatically. Maybe we're supposed to, I'm using that word purposefully, intentionally, learn to have faith that the good is already provided. Maybe when we can't see the good in the experience, it's because there is something bigger going on than what we've known before. Maybe it's because we haven't experienced all of life yet. I am really willing to accept that. I am really willing to know that just because I can't see the good, that it's still there. And that it possibly isn't in my awareness, in my perception, in my experience, in the way that I can see it, because I haven't gone there yet. Because I'm not cooked yet. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm still on my leading edge of experiencing and knowing the greatness of life. How about you guys? Yeah, we are. The book of the month, The Gentle Art of Blessing by Pierre Prettervan, I've met him. He's an amazing being of light. It's a fabulous book. I do actually highly recommend. It's a good read. And if we don't have it in the bookstore this week, I know we will by next week. So in this book, Pierre says it this way. The smallest detail of life, every single encounter, be it with a saint or a snail, can sparkle with tender interest and become aglow with enchantment. Isn't that beautiful? Every single moment, every single little tiny experience, every great big experience can become aglow with enchantment. Every single opportunity, every single event is an opportunity for a silent thank you. Yes, thank you. So if we think about gratitude and we notice something about gratitude, you might notice what I've noticed, that it's natural. Have you noticed? When somebody does something kind for you, is it just an automatic thank you? Is it just natural to be grateful when you experience good? It is, isn't it? Doesn't that tell us something? That it's already part of who we are and we get to embody it in greater and greater ways? I've received a lot of good in my life and a lot of good in the last few weeks, and you guys have been a large part of it. And so if I haven't looked you in the eyes yet, thank you. It doesn't go unnoticed. What I find interesting is that when I forget to say thank you, it's not bad, it's not wrong, it's just a missed opportunity to appreciate the good that is there, the connection that has happened, the love that has been shared. I like this idea. The heart of humanity is a universal heartthrob. It pulsates at the center of every human being, the place within each of us where God has personified itself as unconditional love. As unconditional love. And the heart of humanity being a universal heartthrob, a heartbeat. We're all connected. You know, we're all in this together. My good is your good, and your good is my good, and my pain is your pain, and your pain is my pain. We feel it, don't we? We feel it. And when I cannot pause and remember to be grateful and you step up and you remind me how loved I am, I can return to that place of gratitude. And when I can return to that place of gratitude, I can remember my wholeness, I can remember my oneness, and I can again rise up and know myself. And that is why we come together in spiritual community. Because what we can do with each other and for each other is absolutely amazing. I have learned, and I think most of us have, in varying degrees, to stand guard at the portal of our mind, to pay attention to what's coming in, to be the guardian of my mind. Just as we're the guardian of our loved ones, and we're the guardian of our pets, and we're the guardian of our home, we are the guardian of our mind. And when we allow ourselves to be that and to love it and to take care of it, it's pretty spectacular. So sometimes we all have those thoughts that come into our mind that we think just don't belong there. They sneak in sideways. They slide under the mat. They come in weird ways, unseen ways often. You know which ones I'm talking about. Do you know which ones I'm talking about? Can you guys think about one of them, maybe possibly, like fear or being scared or anger? That's a good one. Worry, that worry pit. We talked about that last week, didn't we? So, when we see them and they've entered into our mind, we can do two things. We can turn and run. It's an option. We can face it and say, hey, I see you, but I've learned about you and there's a greater truth than you. We can say, hey, what have you got for me? What have you got for me? If you showed up in my life and everything is good and everything is God and everything is for me, which I really do believe, then what do you have for me? There's a new way to look at it, right? There's a new way. Rather than just beating it down or running for the hills or saying, heck no. What have you got for me? What's mine here? Maybe there's an old idea that no longer serves me, and you're here to show me, oh, I've grown. What? I thought I was all grown up. I'm not. I'm still growing. And here's an old idea that has revealed itself to me that I no longer need to be held by. What an awesome idea. That instead of being struck down by that false belief, we're instead lifted up to remember the truth of our being. That what? God is good. Life is good. So I invite us to expand our vocabulary about life and move it from just good and bad. Let's get some other words going on besides just it's good or it's bad, and learn a greater language to articulate it so that we can be in greater relationship with it and greater flow with it. Scary allows me to know what is missing. When I'm scared, it's okay. It allows me to know, one, love is right around the corner. When I'm scared, it allows me to rely upon the truth that surrounds me. When I am worrying, I get to stand in my authority and remember who and what is in charge. It's rarely me. It's always me, God in me, right? Okay, so one of the things that one of the books that I referenced this week was, do you guys know who Edward Villionne is? He's a fabulous minister up in Santa Rosa, and he wrote several different books, but one of them that he wrote is Seeing Good at Work. And this is just a fun little book. It's 52 weeks for you to bring good into your workplace, which of course is just one of the places where we experience life. And so in his book, he talks about gratitude in two different ways, in the knowing mind and in the feeling. And in the knowing, this is what we're familiar with, I think most of us. We're familiar with knowing our gratitude, with naming it, with having a gratitude journal, with naming our good in the morning, waking up in the morning. You guys are familiar with this practice? Keep doing it. This is not the time to stop being grateful for all of the good in our life. This is not the time. This is the time to keep doing that one. Keep it on. Think about it mentally. When we get caught in that trap, to think of three things that we can be grateful for. Three things. Why three? Because it's magical. Because the first one is extremely hard. Do it right now. Think of something you're grateful for. Now think of a second one. Got it? All in favor. Yes. Think of a third one. By the time you get to the third one, you start to be on a roll. And we start that pattern in our thinking, in our mind. So don't stop with just one. Don't stop with two, even though you got it. Let it continue. Let it continue to become a life of its own in your mind. So thinking, the knowing, and also the feeling of gratitude. So I really love the idea that we can know gratitude. We can write it out. We can do that list. But can you feel gratitude? Now, here's my question. Do you feel gratitude in response to something good in your life? Or can you feel gratitude just because? Everybody's somewhere in that, right? So what I want to invite us to do is to practice feeling grateful just because, without any reason other than to know that gratitude is a powerful force in our life. Feeling gratitude does something on the inside of us. Have you ever noticed that? It does. Can you feel gratitude with no reason at all? Yes, you can. Actually, you can. I can. You can. We can. We can be grateful without any reason at all. And so being able to feel it invites it in. So some of the ways that we deepen our practice of gratitude is we say we're grateful and we add the why. I've shared that with you before, if you've been here when I've spoken about gratitude. I am grateful for my husband because he is a saint, among other things. I am grateful for this community because it blesses my life and it enriches me and it allows me to share myself and it allows me to experience love and being loved. I am grateful for the home that I live in because it is a sanctuary in my life. I am grateful that my son is alive. I am grateful that he is healing so well. Why? Because I love him so much. Add the why. Be grateful. Add the why. What if you could illustrate your gratitude? What would that look like? I'm not an artist, so that's like really outside my wheelhouse. How would I illustrate my gratitude? I don't know, but I'm going to explore that because that's interesting to me. How can I take this idea of gratitude and expand it and let it grow in my life? Because as it grows in my life, I will grow in it. And then what about sharing our gratitude? Do you have a practice of sharing your gratitude with someone else? Anyone? Right! Never thought of it. What happens when we share our gratitude with someone else? Well, it's witnessed, and it grows, and it's in the exchange of it that we empower it. So find someone to share your gratitude with. And I'm so not kidding. I am so completely serious. How many of you have shared your judgments? Your oh, come on, don't be shy. You've probably done it maybe once or twice. Complaints. How many have shared those things? Yeah, don't raise your hands. All right. Well, we're really good at that, aren't we? Let's share our gratitude. Let's share what we're grateful for. When you find yourself in that place of, oh my gosh, can you believe that? Blah, blah, blah. Pause. Just hit the pause button. Stop right there in the middle of your own sentence and interrupt yourself and say, wait a minute. I want to share my gratitude. And find something in that holy and sacred experience to be grateful for. Even if the gratitude is that, oh, I can stop myself from complaining, which is huge. Find people to share your gratitude with. And you know what? People like it. Have you noticed? People like it. We want to share our gratitude with each other. It's a fun thing to do. So notice and take action when you are inspired by your grateful heart. When your gratitude is welling up within you, it's not supposed to just stay right there. Share it. Give it. Express it. Spirit doesn't say, oh, hold it all in. Keep it inside. It's just for you. No. We are an outlet for God's good, right? We are the channel through which Spirit is making itself known. If God is good all the time and life is good all the time and life is expressing in me and through me and as me, then it is my joy to let it show. My life is blessed and it shows. How does it show unless I'm expressing it? How will it show unless I share it? How will it show up in the world unless I let it out? I must let it out. And please do this with me. You know, don't leave me hanging. The only one that's going to show up and let my love show, my gratitude show. You won't do that, I know. We're all going to do it together. So my point is, when we notice our gratitude, let ourselves be inspired by it. Let ourselves take action in it. And when you feel yourself coming to the edge of all the gratitude you have, like you've reached it, ah, this is it. This is all of the gratitude I have. Allow yourself to pause and be in that fulfilled moment and in that refuel, because you will find yourself moving even further. There will be even greater good. There will be a new foothold that you didn't know existed, to step on, to hold on to know gratitude continues right here at the edge. And you know the only way we can do that is on faith that God is good all the time. Life is good all the time. And it's happening in me and through me and as me all the time. And when I think I have reached my edge, there's more. When I think that all of the good that could possibly come to me, how could it get any greater than this? There's more. Everyone wants to be a channel for good, right? Are we all in pretty much agreement with that? We all want to be a channel for God's good. So, let's just start. Let's start with being grateful. Being grateful for the good that we have today, knowing and trusting that greater good is unfolding, because the life of God is continuously evolving and continuously unfolding and continuously revealing more of itself in and through and as and by means of us. And one of the greatest ways that we do this is by being in service to each other, listening, witnessing, sharing, exchanging, allowing someone else to share their good and celebrating it. Just celebrate it. No need to do anything else with it. Just celebrate it. Say yay. Share your good. Don't expect anything from them. Just share your good.